We're WGLT, Normal, Illinois.
Thank you.
Now there's a piece of music, it's called You Gotta Try. But when the composer, Sammy Nestico, collaborated with his friend and arranger, Quincy Jones, to redo it and update it just a little bit, they called it You Gotta Try Harder. It's from an album the two of them collaborated on called Basie and Beyond. Basie because Quincy Jones wrote a lot for Basie and directed the Count Basie Orchestra for a number of years. And Sammy Nestico, who wrote for Basie, among others as well. That was Bill Watrous playing trombone and Hubert Laws on the flute and Greg Philoganis playing that electric piano. And who was the drummer? Oh, it was Vinny Colaiuta playing the drums. And You Gotta Try Harder. Do you know a band that's playing that song as part of their repertoire for fall? I bet several high school bands around are, in fact. We are Radio Munson. We're here till 9 o'clock. By here, I mean just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona. I'm glad you're with us wherever you are this evening.
Another bride, another groom, another sunny honeymoon, another season, and that's the reason for making whoopee.
A lot of shoes, a lot of rides, the groom is nervous. He answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing
for me to love me.
It's your little love nest down where the roses swing. It's your that same sweet love nest. Ain't what the years can bring.
He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews.
So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee.
Make it.
the inimitable Dr. John from New Orleans and Ricky Lee Jones. Was that from the movie Sleepless in Seattle? I think maybe they recorded that old evergreen for that movie. Here's a record that was the one that launched the Stan Kenton Band into notoriety. Recorded this date in 1943. It's Artistry in Rhythm. Recorded on the 19th of November, 1943, for Capitol Records, I was Stan Kenton, an innovative piano player and composer and arranger, and his band, to whom it was difficult to dance, but it sure was pleasant to listen to, Stan Kenton's Artistry in Rhythm. Here's another song that was recorded by a band about 9 years earlier, 1934, on November the 19th, recorded by Chick Webb's band. Now, remember, the swing era is generally conceded to have begun in mid-1935, when Benny Goodman's band sort of just clicked out in Los Angeles. I think it was at the Palomar. My history is a little imprecise on that. But it was 1935. But tell that to Chick Webb's fans. Chick Webb was a drummer and a dynamic leader of a band in Harlem. Their home turf was the Savoy Ballroom in Harlem, and one of his band guys, Edgar Sampson, an alto saxophonist, had written a song that Chick Webb's band recorded in 1934, and it was okay, but it just didn't get a lot of airplay because it didn't have great distribution. In 1935, then, when Benny Goodman suddenly hit it big with his swinging sound, he recorded Don't Be That Way, and it was a big hit. I'm going to play Chick Webb's version that was recorded on this date in 1934. Edgar Sampson, the guy that wrote it, was asked, which version do you like best, Chick's version or Benny's version? He said, Edgar Sampson, the composer, said, well, musically, I prefer Chick's version. Financially, I prefer Benny's. Here's Chick Webb's version of Don't Be That Way. Well, here we are on GLT on Radio Munson, and we're heading toward 9 o'clock Central Time this evening. A couple of great bands back there before the break, including Chick Webb just before the break with Don't Be That Way. Edgar Sampson was playing alto sax for the band when Chick recorded it on this date in 1934. Edgar Sampson did a lot of writing for Benny Goodman as well, and that's why Benny recorded Don't Be That Way. But I think maybe I like Chick's better. That's Count Basie playing the piano. Bill Basie with a... he always had a great rhythm section. Freddie Green was the one constant playing guitar, rhythm guitar, and just sitting there very stoically in front of the big Basie band. In 1977, Bill Basie was a little long in the tooth, but he was still playing great piano. He had John Duke playing bass and Butch Miles on drums and saxophone phenom Danny Turner as part of the band. We'll be right back. Sammy Nessico arranged Sweet Georgia Brown for Bill Basie's band, 1977, from an album called Prime Time. Well, that's what this is on GLT. On Thursday nights, it's Radio Munson. I may be overstating that just a little bit. Here's something that Daryl Sherman, the pianist and singer of great songs, recorded, featuring Vince Giordano's bass saxophone. You ever seen a bass saxophone? Humongous thing. And the people who play it, they don't lift it. They just sits in a stand and they play this big saxophone, including Vince Giordano. John Wheatley plays guitar on Some Day, Sweetheart.
Sweetheart.
Vince Giordano, John Wheatley, the guitarist, and Daryl Sherman, the pianist, and singer. Song was around since 1919. A pair of brothers, John and Reb Spikes, wrote that song in 1919. That was the only big hit they ever had, as far as I know. We're going to do a little traveling music here on Radio Munson.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China. All to myself alone. Get you and keep you in my arms evermore. Leave all your lovers weeping on the faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. Shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself.
Lesser wrote the lyrics, Slow Boat to China. You know, it's been such a fascination with China for decades and decades and decades, centuries, actually. In 1922, a song was written called China Boy, and I forget now who wrote it, but the Hot Club of Paris recorded it, Django Reinhardt and playing guitar and Stefan Grappelli playing violin. Django Reinhardt got so excited about this recording that during a Grappelli solo, Reinhardt was just verbally egging him on. Thank you. Stefan Grappelli and Django Reinhardt in the Hot Club of Paris and China Boy, which was strictly all-American when they recorded it in, I think it was 1937. So was a song that Chris Connor recorded about 15 years later.
Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy, Chinatown, almond eyes are brown, hearts are light and lights are bright in dreamy Chinatown. Chinatown, my Chinatown, when the lights are low, hearts that know no other land, drifting to and fro, dreamy, dreamy Chinatown, almond eyes so brown, hearts are light and lights are bright in dreamy Chinatown.
She recorded that in the mid-1950s, about 18 or 19 years after the Hot Club of Paris recorded China Boy. I'm Don Munson. The program's Radio Munson. You can reach me at don@wglt.org. Have a couple of Facebook pages, one with the Radio Munson name attached to it, the other one with simply my own name, Don Munson, attached to it. And if you'd like to listen to these shows later on, you can find them on iTunes. Go to iTunes and check out the podcast offerings. And there's a little search thing there where you can search for Radio Munson, and it'll come up. Let's do a little Sinatra here before we hear from something from Duke Ellington's band.
It is only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
That's Cottontail. Cottontail, one of the great Duke Ellington recordings. He recorded it two or three times, but it was in 1940, the one we just heard, that Ben Webster played his famous solos on his tenor saxophone. Ben Webster had a unique tenor sax sound that was very warm and fitting for Cottontail. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. Boy, we're almost out of time here this evening. I want to play something by Curtis Stigers. I mean, he does the unexpected. Here's a guy that comes from a rock and roll background and became an accomplished jazz singer, plays pretty good saxophone, Boise, Idaho guy. Here's a thing he recorded with Scrapper Snyder playing trumpet, the keyboardist Larry Golding's playing organ this time, and John Pizzarelli playing guitar for Curtis Stigers' interpretation of lyrics that Mitchell Parrish wrote for a Hoagy Carmichael song.
And now the purple dust of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spent the lonely nights dreaming of a song. The melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song. Beside the garden wall, where stars are bright, and you are in my arms. The nightingale tells this fairy tale of paradise where roses grew. And though I dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain. Dream in vain, in my heart it always will remain. My stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Curtis Stigers from his album Real Emotional, recorded 8 years ago. Great version of Stardust, I think. On Radio Munson, on GLT, I'm glad you're aboard wherever you are. Let me hear from you. Let me know where you're listening to Radio Munson at don@wglt.org. Here's something from Keeley Smith. Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle. Yeah, what a great arrangement. On Radio Munson, before we run out of time this evening, I want to tell you about George Mraz. You ever heard of him? George Mraz. He plays the double bass, the upright bass, in jazz groups. His last name is spelled M-R-A-Z. George Mraz is a native of the Czech Republic, born 71 years ago. Started playing jazz in high school over there. Attended the Prague Conservatory in the early 1960s, studying the bass. Graduated in 1966 and moved on to Munich and played in clubs and concerts throughout Germany and Middle Europe. But at the same time, George was deeply moved by the Voice of America radio broadcasts he could hear, especially Willis Conover, a DJ on Voice of America, who was his connection to a vast new world of possibilities across the ocean. The Voice of America came on about midnight in Czechoslovakia for an hour or so, and Mraz's listening equipment wasn't so great, so it was really hard for him to make out the sound of the bass on these recordings. But he focused on the bass of Ray Brown and Ron Carter via these Voice of America broadcasts. And Mraz was still in school. He said, by some miracle, I finished school. And meanwhile, I'd received a scholarship to Berklee, the Boston-based school of music. When the Soviet tanks entered Prague, he says, it seemed like a pretty good time to use that scholarship. So in 68, Mraz came to Boston on that scholarship. played at Lenny's on the Turnpike, just outside of Boston in the Jazz Workshop with people like Clark Terry and Herbie Hancock and Joe Williams, Carmen McRae. And then Dizzy Gillespie called him to join his group in New York. He played with Diz for a while, went on the road for Oscar Peterson for a couple of years, and ended up just playing bass for just about everybody. A profound gift for the acoustic bass, a stalwart presence on the modern jazz scene, practically from the moment that George Mraz landed on these shores from Czechoslovakia. Here's a great example of the enrichment of American life, because we welcomed this refugee from Cold War Czechoslovakia. Here he is with Chuck Redd on Vibes, and Mraz plays a Glenn Miller Orchestra song called I Know Why, and So Do You. Thank you. George Mraz playing bass with Chuck Redd on Vibes. I was Gene Bertaccini playing guitar here on Radio Munson. Good to hear the bass man every once in a while, isn't it? Here's another bass man, Charlie Hayden, Iowa native, and his Quartet West. We're going to close out with Now is the Hour. The hour coming up on WGLT Normal, Illinois, is 9 o'clock in the Great Midwest, after which we have some evening jazz on GLT. Don't know what your plans are for this weekend, but I'm hoping you get out to the Festival of Trees at the Interstate Center on Bloomington's West Side. Great annual event. And cheer on those Redbirds Saturday, noon start, with the Birds taking on South Dakota in their last regular season home game of the year. And we're hoping, of course, there'll be some playoff games at Hancock Stadium. Go you Redbirds! Play it, Charlie. I'll see you next Thursday night on Radio Munson. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.